Chapter 31. I reloaded my rifle quickly, no sense charging into battle without ammo, and wiped the blood from my eye. Apparently, I either had a cut or a bleeding carpet burn on my forehead from where the asshole had banged my head on the floor. Nice. When it wouldn't stop, I tore off a strip from one of the cannibal's t-shirts and made a bandage out of it, seeing as how he wouldn't be needing it anymore. Before I left the house, I searched the rest of it, as I didn't want anyone sneaking up behind me again. I found one more of them hiding in a closet. He came out with 2 9-millimeter holes in his chest. Seriously, there were way too many of these people. It was amazing they hadn't already depopulated all of Clanton. They must have had access to some alternate food sources, at least for a while. When I got down to the car dealership, I found the attack group huddled together in the parking lot. "What's going on?" I asked Jacobs. "At the moment, nothing," he replied. "One of them saw us coming and ran into the building with the hostages. Looks like there are two more in there with him. They're threatening to kill all the people if we don't leave." He took a closer look at me. "You okay?" I rolled my neck, trying to keep a clear head. More hostages. If I didn't already hate these people, I would now. Something about taking hostages just irritated the crap out of me. "Yeah, I'm okay," I said. "Pissed off, mostly." "How many were in that house?" "I don't know," I replied. It all seemed a blur. 10 or 12? "How many got away?" "None," I shrugged. "None that I'm aware of, anyway." "You killed 10 or 12 by yourself?" "Yeah. Turns out it's something I'm good at." He stared at me, mouth open. "I know, right?" I asked. "I had no idea either."
"Want to be our sheriff?"
"Not really," I replied. "I'd rather kill the rest of these people and get some rest. I feel like shit." I nodded toward the north. "What about the barricades?" I asked. "Heard anything from them?"
"Yeah. The 2 southern ones are clear, as is the northern one on Highway 145. They all came running up once the gunfire started. They were in the open and didn't last long."
"So just the northern group on I-65 is left besides whoever's in the building?" I indicated the car dealership with a finger.
"I sent people to check out I-65, but those guys had split, and I don't particularly want to chase them through the forest at night, do you?"
I shook my head, and it made me dizzy. Note to self, don't do that again.
"I have someone going back to town to get some dogs to track them. We'll find them in the morning."
"Awesome," I said. They officially became someone else's problem, and I focused my attention on the building. "So 3 total bad guys in the building?"
"We think so, based on the return fire we've taken. There might only be 2, and they're running around like crazy in there trying to pretend like they have more people."
He shrugged.
"Could be more too, I guess, and they're just hiding out to ambush us."
"Well, I'm tired of this shit, and I'm tired of these assholes," I said. "It's time to do something about it."
"Got something in mind?"
"Yeah," I replied, studying the building. "I'm gonna kill them all."
Final solutions work best in this fallen world.